531.
Hey, Lala Mapusua is a former professional rugby midfielder who played for the Highlanders in Super Rugby, London Irish in the England's Guinness Premiership, and Kubota Spears in the Japanese Top League, as well as 26 tests in the blue jersey of Manu Samoa. He was appointed coach of Manu Samoa last year and spent time on his island of birth assessing the local talent later last year. He returned home to Dunedin to spend Christmas with his family, where he is now preparing to return to Samoa. We are fortunate to have Seilala Mapusua on the line with us now. Talofalava Seilala, thank you so much for making time for us. Apologies, my brother. I've just not had the right volume up. Talofalava, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us.
Thank you for having me. And awesome to reconnect with yourself.
Yes. Congratulations on your appointment as coach of Samoa. I was excited to hear that. You spent some time there last year. How was that?
It was really good. It was really good to get back home and really to get my feet on the ground and learn as much as I could. Getting around the people of Samoa and also the organization with Samoa Rugby Union, and just to get my feet under the desk and start getting to work.
With regards to the players and the talent that we have on the ground there, how much of a support is there on the ground? How healthy is the competition throughout the island? Because I know in the past when I've been there, I've heard of favoritism towards Apia and the clubs around Apia. But are we making sure that there are pathways for our young talent in the smaller villages, in the Kwabaks, as we call them? Savai'i is not the Kwabak. Savai'i is the main island, because I can say that because that's where my family is from. Are we making sure that my family and my cousins are able to find their way into the national squad?
Well, I believe your family and also my family, it is going to be definitely making sure. we're really working hard, and whilst COVID has been a real distraction and provided a lot of obstacles, it's also provided a really good opportunity for myself to get down to the grassroots and really try and put some things in place to help our players with their development and making sure that those pathways that you speak of are really clear and evident. I was really impressed with the talent and the potential. I think is the key word, with the potential of our local players, and just making sure that we as an organization can put in strong structures that will help really give our players, our local players, the best opportunity to develop as rugby players, also grow and develop the game right across the country, and not just all be focused in on Apia.
Now, one of the dangers that we are constantly facing as island nations, not just Samoa, is the scouts that seem to keep an eye, the ones from rugby and the ones from rugby league, who seem to keep an eye out for outstanding talent at grassroots level. Is there anything that we can do to make sure that our local players stay there, or is it just a tough battle?
I believe it's a bit of a double-edged sword to get there. Boss would like our players to stay on the island and and continue to grow the game in Samoa. The professional the opportunities that professional rugby offer our boys is really too good to turn down, and it's their livelihoods, and they'll be able to provide for their families. So the best we can do is making sure that they're being looked after, and they're going to good clubs and be looked after by good agents, and also that they once they do leave, that they return and are able to represent our national team when required to do so. But you're right, it's really tough to make to make sure that these that our boys are going to good places and to clubs and being coached well. So it's an ever going challenge, and we're trying our hardest to make sure that we do put those safeguards in place for them.
Yes, I'm really glad to hear that you are thinking not only about their rugby development, but also their social and mental well-being. Because certainly from having been in France, I know that some of our young boys who come from, you know, from villages where they can hardly speak English, suddenly find themselves in a place where they don't even speak English. And then they're away from their families, they're away from their support structures, and then they can find themselves in a bit of a downward spiral. Just one injury, and suddenly they're wondering what to do. But you spoke about our good talent going overseas, learning to play rugby, and then coming back to play for Manu Samoa and our other Pacific countries. There is that whole argument about we need to develop our local talents before our ones from international, but it's unavoidable. We have to use the best that we have at our disposal in order for us to be competitive at an international level. Say, Lola.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's it, and it is a tough one. You know, what we're also finding is that most of our overseas-based players I actually started off in the local scene, and so, as you mentioned, making sure that they're being looked after, not just in the rugby on the field, but more importantly off the field, so that they're getting a lot of education, especially through the Pacific Rugby Players Association, where they're getting their education in them before they head overseas. You know, taking a kid from Savai and putting him in the middle of Paris, you know, all of a sudden having to deal with things that he probably only seen on TV, it can be very daunting and overwhelming. So looking after their well-being and their mental state is really, really important. And and we'll continue to focus and develop our local players, and making sure that they're given the best opportunity as well. But without a professional competition as such in the islands, where it's, you know, these boys' livelihoods, are always going to be competing against the overseas markets. So as long as we can get to them at that pre-elite stage and really educate them on life as a professional sportsman or sportswoman, it's that part is really key, so that when they do arrive in their respective overseas clubs, that they do have a softer landing and are able to really grow and flourish in the environments.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful that someone like yourself is now the coach of Manu, because you were born in Samoa, you came to New Zealand, went to Wesley College, came through the grades at national level. What are your thoughts about the Pacifica team that is likely to be a part of Super Rugby Aotearoa? You think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it can be a great thing. It's it's finally a dream for many Pacific Islanders, both here in New Zealand and in the islands, that we finally get a professional team as such that we can call our own. So I believe if this team is aligned with our Pacific unions, and that it is driven by the Pacific unions, and it's the Pacific unions that benefit from this team, then I see it as a real positive. There's been talks, it's a sixth New Zealand team, but I think it's early days. There's still be some teething issue, but as long as everything we can tie it back or connect it back to our Pacific Islanders, Pacific Island unions. You know, for me, I see it as a wonderful thing, because it allows my players that hopefully we're selecting for Mount Samoa to stay closer to home. They're still playing they get to play in the best domestic competition in the world, and they're around their family support and they don't have to travel to the other side of the world to make a living, and also it allows me to keep a closer eye on them, because having to monitor players all over the world is logistically a nightmare. But you know, having this team will allow us to keep our players at the home.
Rugby has certainly provided many of us, of our players, with a wonderful way, a profession to be in, but also wonderful how they've been able to promote our cultures and our language. Really warmed my heart to see at the end of the Hurricanes and the Blues game, both captains starting their interviews with the Samoan language. What was your thought?
Absolutely love it, and I think it's great, and it's a great reflection of how far our people have voyaged, and how prominent they are in the professional game of rugby. From when Patrick Tupulotu started doing it and towards last year, and now seeing other leaders, it also shows that our people become leaders in these teams and the Super Rugby franchises, which is great to see. And as you said, it's awesome to promote our cultures and our language, and especially for our Pacific Islanders here in New Zealand, that you know, we're normalizing being bilingual and celebrating our people and our culture every day. So that's awesome for me. You know, I'm used to hearing it after a Mount Samoa game, where the captain will do the same, or the Tongan captain will, and those are the few times we get to hear it. And now on a global stage, we're really able to celebrate our cultures.
Yes, and then we go across the Tasman at halftime. Scotty Seal answered his first question with a talofa. So what a wonderful way to show how much we influence rugby. We're quickly running out of time. My apologies for that. But for you personally, you are making a huge sacrifice for our country and for the development of our rugby. Having to leave family behind in Dunedin, how difficult does that make your job?
It's very difficult, but I'm really lucky that I've got a wonderful wife who's supporting me, and she'll be here with the kids, and they'll eventually move over to Samoa and towards the later part of the year. To me, it was important that I was based on the ground in Samoa as the national coach, and it was important for me to be there full time. And some see it as a sacrifice. I think I see it as a choice. I'm choosing to to do this because I know you get one chance at it, so I really want to make the most of this opportunity and put myself in a position to do the best that I can.
Now, you were due to fly out this Friday. Are you still able to fly out, or are those plans?
as far as I know, it's as we all know, it's a very fluid situation in this current climate. So, as of 10:30 this morning, I'm still on track to be heading back this Friday, but I'll be. We keep my eyes on the notifications, and hopefully I'll be able to get there on Friday.
Absolutely. Seilala Mapsua, newly appointed coach of Manu Samoa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your service over the many years and the service that you continue to provide for rugby and for our Pacific nations in particular. We wish you all the best in your travels and hope that you do get on that flight back to Samoa on Friday.
No, thank you. It's a pop day over summer to the name of a no. You will let's go pop day, but even Malu to at a no, Nin Silo or Tapua in May, but time along long May, and we're to let us to us.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ete. That was Manu Samoa coach and top professional player as well as top guy, Seilala Mapsua.